Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The NBA draft is an absolute disaster. It really has become a joke. It went from must watch to really, I'm starting to avoid watching it. The NBA draft coverage is deplorably bad at this point.
I didn't really get into it last night. I saw a lot of it on social media and was just paying attention to it that way. And that's unfortunately now the way of these drafts where you're just like, you go on social media, boom, this team's going to take this player, and then you see a bunch of the clips on there. It did make me a little nostalgic and miss how much I used to love it, although it is convoluted and always has been, and maybe even now more so than ever, with the trading of the picks and the changing of the hats and the jerseys. Like, that was a thing years ago, like, this player selected by so-and-so, and then he's traded 5 minutes later to the Bucks. And then really what was happening last time, my friends in a group chat, and they were sending me some stuff from, like, the 2018 draft.
Okay.
Where you saw the ineptitude of either the announcers or the Knicks themselves. Like, oh, no, the Knicks shouldn't take Shai Gilgeous-Alexander because they have Frank Ntilikina and Moutier or whatever it was.
Oh,
like,
God almighty, jeez.
But so these things really you don't know about until years down the road, but especially without the Knicks having a first round pick, for me it didn't really do much.
Well, listen, I was watching the Yanks and the Mets, obviously, and then of course I knew it was on, and I'm gonna probably be more tuned in tonight. I want to see if RJ Lewis, some St. John stories, maybe Kadari Richmond late second round, whatever, so that I'm more interested in that. Of course I wanted to see what the Nets did last night. I am surprised the Nets didn't find a way to make a trade. Not that I want to do a ton of Nets stuff right now, but you have 5 picks, you take 4 guards, you don't move up. I don't know what the hell they were doing. It was weird. And, you know, not to knock the 3 international prospects they took. I don't know anything about them. They took 2 domestic kids who wanted Michigan State and the other from Duke. So there's a little name recognition there. But I texted Stephen A. last night because I actually forgot what channel the draft was on, right? You know, because everything's changed over there. Who the hell knows? I used to always know what channel the stuff was on. Now I don't. And I actually found it quickly. I'm like, oh, it's probably on ESPN. So I put it on. And I think it was like Malika Andrews and Big Perk and Jay Billis and, I don't know, somebody else. And I don't see Stephen A., right? I text Stephen A. I'm like, dude, can you please go and save this show? This show needs some juice. This is rough. Why aren't you working this? And he's like, I am. I was like, I'm on ABC. And then to be honest with you, I was so disinterested from what I watched at that point. I didn't even go to ABC. I just went back to the Yankees and the Mets. Now, this is the biggest problem, and I will defend the NBA in this regard. It's this, I don't know how they can help this. The problem with the draft is there's no familiarity. And if you don't know somebody, I don't know how you can conjure up any real emotion. Now, growing up, this is a lot of years ago, but you had guys that we watched for 2, 3 years, some 4, many 4, back in the day. And you're like, oh, Big East, oh, ACC, oh, Big Ten, here we go. Like, you knew everybody that was drafted. I've seen, like, Edgecombe from Baylor who went 3rd because St. John's played him. If St. John's didn't play him, I wouldn't watch Baylor at all. Nobody knows any of these players, Sal.
Yeah, which is why I can't get into it. I know nothing about them. So why am I supposed to get excited or not excited? Or especially if the Knicks aren't there. So if your team does not have a first-round pick and there's no concern about who they might be taking. And even if they did, it's like, okay, well, years ago we go back to the Obi Toppin and Haliburton thing. So, okay, leading up to the draft, you get an idea of who might be available when your team is selecting. You learn a little bit about the players, maybe some you've seen in college, maybe some you don't know, overseas, whatever it may be. And you start to think, okay, well, I would take this player because this is what I value. I want a guard or whatever. They need a big, and I like this guy. I like that he's a rebounder. Like, I remember I hated the Kevin Knox pick years ago.
Ugh.
Hated Kevin Knox. Loved the Mitchell Robinson pick, or at least liked it and was intrigued by it because of some of the stuff that they said about him. Hey, he just picked up basketball, but he's got great size and defense and rebounding, all those different things. So there are things you could take away from it. But that's why I can't go nuts about the draft anymore. It's different, too, with the NBA draft versus the NFL draft. With the NFL draft, there's much more of an immediate impact. Where with the NBA draft, who the hell knows with these guys? Even some of the top guys, unless it's a surefire, no doubt about a thing. And then even then, you still don't know, because how many times have you seen those top guys miss?
Well, and then what happens, you know, because they're drafted younger and younger and younger, right, and they're coming in less polished, and they don't quite have that full grown man strength yet, which I understand that that's part of the process. But a lot of times these younger players now, they develop at these, you know, moribund franchises or with these moribund franchises. And then as they begin to mature and start to hit stride, they leave. They go to other teams for big money.
Yeah, that's why, just to me, the NBA and the system is broken with the salary cap, with the contracts. It's hard for me to get into outside of the Knicks, even with the Nets. I'll be rooting for the Nets. Like, I hope the Nets have a good team.
Yeah,
like,
it'd
be fun if they're competent, or maybe they somehow do land Giannis or whatever, and then they can become relevant. I think it could be good for sports talk and for the city, even though the Nets will never be, I don't care how good they get, they'll never be the Knicks. I mean, that's been proven many, many times over. But, like, even I didn't talk to Evan about this, but I think Hoff was saying, or you were saying something.
Hoff was saying, he reached out to Evan, right? Tell him about the picks.
And
he was so excited for the draft. You know, right? Listen, he doesn't talk Nets all the time, but when Evan talks Nets on the show, you could tell he's genuinely enthusiastic. He loves his team. He knows the roster. You know, he knows Marks. He knows the organization. I guess he was like, whatever. Not a fun night.
Do you think he's more excited about the Nets draft or Juan Soto last night?
Let's see. I think that, I think it was his, I'm trying to think first where his attention was more, because Nets did have five.
Right.
I think that Evan was, this might be wrong, I think he was more into the Nets last night.
Hoff, you have an answer. Did you guys do a Rico Bronya podcast last night?
We are scheduled to have three Rico Bronyas. The one day off was yesterday. He said, we are not doing a Rico because he's going to be locked into the draft.
Oh, so that's right.
And he stayed true to that.
Stayed true to that.
Now, they will be, by the way, their show will be out at Citi Field today for the finale of the Mets and Braves four-game series. They'll have Pete Alonso on at 3:15. Very curious to see what Pete says.
Wow.
Especially now that he's been going through a little bit of a funk here. All right, so Soto, 888-808-1019. Soto, BT.
Yep.
You know, as the Mets now reach their halfway point, this is it, 81 games so far. Soto, all of a sudden, with this incredible month. And just before we even get into him, I just want to preface it by saying this. Like, you know, when you and I joke around how much I love Soto, yesterday we were talking about being a pants-off move with the caller, all that stuff. I've wanted him forever. And there's a reason why. It's not, oh, well, how come you kiss Soto's ass, but you're critical of Pete or this or that? First of all, no player is above getting criticized at any point. If Yankee fans could boo Aaron Judge after he broke the home run record, then that's how we are in this town, and that should be accepted for everybody. But there's a reason why I wanted Juan Soto so bad. There's a reason why I love Juan Soto so much. You're seeing it in June. There are very few players that can do what he has done. Like, there just aren't enough players that are capable of doing that. Now factor in from the Mets franchise perspective. He's breaking records already with one good month for Juan Soto. He's doing something that's never been done in the history of the Mets. And he hasn't even really gotten going yet. Wait till he starts hitting with guys on base. That'll be a totally different story. But this is the reason why you go out there and get a superstar like this and you pay $765 million because of the player's potential and ability to go on a run like this.
You better keep doing it, because they're going to need it, because I still don't like a lot of the sticks that they roll out there. It's, you beat the Braves, you had to beat them. And listen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He was fantastic, and he's been on this terrific role. But because of the way his, this is just a bigger issue pertaining to his season, because the way he started and the way the numbers weren't there, even though he was hitting the ball pretty hard, and we talked about that quite a bit, you know, right now Juan Soto, in the middle of this tear, and it's a tear, is on pace for 38 home runs, which you'll always take. You'll always take that. And 90 RBIs, which is obviously much lower than you want for a guy with Lindor in front of him. I mean, 90 RBIs, you need more than that.
But in a year where he hasn't been hitting with runners in scoring position and had a very down first 2 months from, can't even say bad because for his bad is better than most. But think about what you're saying here. Oh, 2 weeks ago, the numbers were not projecting that way. If I would have said he's going to hit 30, as a matter of fact, we had this conversation.
Yeah.
And we didn't think he was coming anywhere near that. And the fact that he's going to get right now on pace for 38, whatever you said, 38 homers and 90 RBI in year one, where it was looking like it was going to be a down year for Soto. And that's with one good month. There's still plenty of season left. Like, he's going to end up having a typical Juan Soto season.
I don't know about that, because now, because the way it started, he doesn't have the luxury anymore of having another rough month. I mean, not that, you know, you got to trade him if he dies. There's no recourse, but statistically speaking, like, if he were to have, whether it's in July or August or September, you know, a month where he hits, and again, I'll keep it up in the neighborhood of his standards. He's not going to look like Pete Alonso's looked for the last 10 days. I can promise you that. I don't think ever he's going to look like that. Let's say in one of those 3 months, he goes 239, you know, OPS 730, like, not horrendous, but obviously a massive drop from what you expect from him. Well, now that's going to absolutely impact the totality of the season, because now it's not one bad month, it's two. So the ride is fun, even as, you know, as somebody who doesn't think long term it's worth the money, even though the Mets had to do it. It's just fun to watch him hit the baseball and square it up and do his thing. But because of the one bad month, you don't really have much of a runway to have another bad one. Otherwise, the numbers are going to, it's going to be a down year one.
Other than the fact that he's human, I have no reason to believe he's going to have a bad month.
Like, yeah, I mean, we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I'd put money on it to happen, but he better not, unless you guys make another trade, because I don't see anybody else doing anything.
I mean, the Mets team story is a different one. For me, it's about Juan Soto. Like, yesterday is not a great team win. I mean, they barely beat, you know, you win one game out of six against Atlanta. That's embarrassing. So they've got work to do. If they don't follow it up tonight, I'm talking about Soto. And if it were me, I'd be looking, if I'm David Stearns and Steve Cohen, I'm saying, okay, well, you know, we talk about question marks and problems and identifying that. I'm looking at Soto and saying, this is the guy that I want to build everything around. As opposed to some thought that, well, he's going to fit in here with what we had. No. You make it about Juan Soto. That's how great he is. Whatever he wants to do, I don't even care if he's selfish. Because you see some of First of all, did you see his reaction to that second home run?
I did. He was very animated.
Because he knew that it broke Jimmy Fox's record for youngest players with multi-home run games, whatever. I personally don't give a crap about that. Multi-home run games before they're 27. Who cares? But Juan Soto, it's important to him. It's important to me. You know what? You care about it, Juan. I care about it. And then even his excitement in the postgame afterward, now he was kind of being like, well, yeah, it's about the team and winning first, which is
about with Gelb on the field? Because he was on the field with Gelb as well.
Yeah, I think in the postgame, I saw both, but I think this was in the post. Whatever locker room stuff.
He's very calm. He's just robotic. He's on autopilot.
But he could say like it's about the team and priority of the win, which I do believe to a certain extent. But what really got him excited, like you can't hide it, was the fact
he
broke the record, which is fine. Let him be himself because he's a beast. He's an animal. He's competitive. He's got all the money. He's not complacent. He wants to be great. I wish everybody else there would have that same attitude and the same confidence to do that. So while Pete Alonso carried them for the first part of the year, Lindor as well, Juan Soto brings a different element that this team has not had, whether you go back to Harvey, who was obviously a pitcher, or Piazza before him. That has been lacking, that alpha male, I am a stud, I got the pitcher beat, and there's nothing they can do about it. Now, again, the only thing that's missing is with guys on base, once he starts clicking through, instead of these solo homers, going to be two-run homers, three-run homers, then it's really going to be taken off. But I think we're witnessing going to be the best offensive player in the history of the New York Mets franchise.
I'm not going to push back on that. I mean, the way you framed that, he should be. I mean, that's what they signed him for. And now you see, and listen, we saw it last year. We've seen it other years, so it's not stunning. He's a hell of a hitter. I got to tell you, though, like the selfishness, right? If some people think Juan Soto's selfish, if there's any sport you can be selfish in, it's baseball. Like, if you're selfish in basketball, that is a direct detriment. Like, I'm hunting shots and I'm just doing things out of the concept of the team, either offensively shooting or defensively cheating, which leaves my guy, at risk at the rim, whatever it might be, not doing a defensive assignment. The selfish nature of basketball can kill a team. Even this was a big knock on Mark Gastineau back in the day when he was playing. He was so selfish to get a sack so he could do a stupid dance and get the numbers, right? That he would basically sell out, and that's why Klecko, Marty Lyons, and Abdul Salam, rest in peace to Abdul. That's why they were really bothered by some of the fact that he was a nut job, Gastineau, and on steroids and all the other stuff. He would not care about stopping the run. His mission was, I want my numbers. Me. And the way you do that is running the ball, whatever. Sack, they're passing, I'm going for it. In baseball, if you're selfish, unless you expand the strike zone, which he never does, because you don't want to walk, which he does more than anybody historically, then selfishness in baseball is fine. I have no issue with that.
That's a great point that I've never really thought of it like that, because the idea of selfish is not a good thing, especially in team sport.
Always has a negative connotation.
Correct. But in this particular case, what's the harm? Now, if he's struggling and takes that into the field with him, whatever, then I could see how you're letting a team down. Like, just because you're struggling, or if the team's winning and he's struggling.
And he's not happy.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a little bit of that early on, but I don't think it was a detriment to the team. I think he was just trying to get acclimated and obviously frustrated. And it wasn't like he was being all about himself and making it all about him. He was clearly frustrated. I'm sure he was happy that they're winning. But Juan Soto caring about records and being great, that's only going to help the team. Because it's motivation for him to be great, which if he continues to be great, the Mets are going to win more often than not.
And then what happens, and this is more downstream, as these younger prospects, some of whom are still in the minors, right? Because we really don't know, even though Mauricio's been starting to show a little bit, finally.
And now he's going to go back down.
I know he is, but at least he goes down with confidence here, right? The standard, and this is about the floor versus the ceiling, the ceiling for the Mets. And the floor's too often been low, and the ceiling has too often hasn't been high enough. And you look at the great franchises, you want young players to look at somebody and say, wow, historically, I mean, look at who I'm playing with. The young now hasn't really made the young Yankee players great yet, but at least they have Aaron Judge to set that tone. And now for the Mets' perspective, even though I think he's a little reticent to be a leader, I don't think he wants to be that. And that's fine. You can have Lindor for that. You don't have to be the leader of everything. You lead by hitting. But the other thing last night that jumped out to me, and I got to tell you, even more than Soto, because I expect Soto to do damage, the fact that Clay Holmes threw up and into Acuña, you mentioned it, up and into Acuña, I circle that more than I circle Soto's night. I didn't know if Holmes had the chops to do it, I know Soto's a hell of a hitter, so tip of the cap to Holmes. It's about freaking time that somebody resisted the Atlanta Braves. And I tweeted about this two nights ago.
Yeah.
I said, who's going to hit him in the back? Who's going to make him wear one? Like, I thought the Mets were too accepting of his stupid dances and gyrations. Props to Clay Holmes. Attaboy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.